Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Brent Ragans. How are you, Brent?
Good afternoon, Robert. I'm great. Thank you.
And Brent is the president of Ferring Pharmaceuticals U.S. Now, most people have heard of Ferring. They know in the maternal, the reproductive, orthopedics as well. Talk about what the organization is.
You know, I think simply for us, Robert, our organization, we are a privately owned biopharmaceutical company that is really focused on innovations that make patients' lives better. And for us, that really means it comes down to three places where we're really focused. Reproductive medicine, maternal health, orthopedics, and gastroenterology. So those are really the focus areas for us as a biopharm company.
Let's go into, it's June 1st, 2020, and all of a sudden you get tabbed to become president. Very interesting time in the world. Let's discuss the concept of growth, because I know you were even somehow able to develop two new drugs during that bizarre time.
It truly was a bizarre time, and in many ways a sad time, and I also think it revealed the best in people, and that's true at Ferring as well. We, as a company that focuses so much of our energies around infertility, it was really very much affected in the early days of the pandemic, and I had the good fortune of being asked to lead the organization in June as we were just starting to see clinics open again. And it's just been remarkable, the growth that we've seen in that period of time. And it really is a testament, not just our patients, but the products that we bring to the market. We also, as you rightly point out, we brought two new products to market during this period of time in gastroenterology. And it was a unique and interesting experiment that played out quite well, the inability to be together and launch products as we normally would was inhibited by the pandemic. So we actually launched these products virtually, not just to our organization, but to customers and patients. So that was a unique and successful experience. So it's really just been a unique time and is a testament to the adaptability of our people.
So that was the first time that you ever delivered something virtually. I'm assuming. How did that work out? What was the behind the scenes of what made that successful?
So, Robert, yes, it was. It was absolutely the first time we've launched any product virtually. So how did it work out? Well, terrific coordination. First off, the outcome was good. And the outcome was good. It's still early days, obviously. The outcome's good not only because of the performance, but also the fact that healthcare providers as well as patients have this treatment option. They're aware of it, and we've brought some innovation into the marketplace. So from my perspective, that's extremely successful. The background behind that, it took a terrific amount of coordination and logistics to not only bring together our teams, our marketing and sales teams, and all our commercial efforts, along with the production side of it, and ensure that that was done in a effective way from a distribution standpoint and also an education standpoint to healthcare professionals. So a terrific amount of coordination and logistics for sure.
You must have learned some lessons going through that. What were they?
There's no question. Well, the first lesson is that we can do things that we haven't done before. And I think the adaptability of our organization was is certainly a positive learning. Now, on the flip side of that, I think we also can oftentimes we put limitations on ourselves as people and as organizations on that are really predicated on whatever our history has been. And I think we broke some of those myths during this period of time and demonstrated we can move a lot faster in some ways. And there'll be some enduring learnings from this on how we conduct business in the future. So I think there were so many learnings, both positive as well as things that we can do a little better. It certainly reinforces the fact that being together face-to-face is always the best, at least in my opinion, but there are other ways to do it.
let's discuss the concept of innovation. Everything about Ferring, what it's known for, is innovation. And pharma is a race to first and discoveries. That's the whole concept of it, really. So how do you build a culture of innovation, and how do you keep the pipeline moving? Are there any maybe key themes that CEOs who aren't in pharma but are very focused on innovation, especially as we emerge out of a pandemic?
Yeah, I think, Robert, to me, one of the things that I and my leadership team push to our organization and practice ourselves is giving ourselves the headspace to focus on the things that are truly innovative. So much of our day is defined by what's on the list of things we must accomplish that day, responding to this customer request, this internal issue. But at the end of the day, we need to give ourselves the opportunity and dedicated time. Truly, put it in your calendar and dedicate your time to thinking about how you can improve your organization and promote your mission, which for us is making patients' lives better.
So are you saying you actually put in your calendar 2 hours of think time, or how does this work out, really?
I am. That's exactly what I'm saying, because I find that it does not happen unless you do that. So to me, it takes the form sometimes of working in small teams with my leadership team, or it may be individually, and queuing up 2 or 3 questions that we can ask one another that are connected to the mission of the organization. And that serves as the catalyst for us to have a great discussion on things that will enable us to innovate in the organization.
Let's discuss business practices. And you have this concept called, you know, it's not to-do list, but to-be list. I think that's really interesting. Talk about what that really means.
Yeah, I think it's the to-be list is really focused on values. So if you're working every day, not just from a what do I need to get done, what is on the quote-unquote to-do list, but the to-be list, you're going to show up better for your organization, for your team, for your colleagues, and you'll be in a better position to lead your organization in the right way. I think it focuses you on the values and not just the activities. The activities, I think, will be derivatives of you just focusing on how do I want to be as a leader today.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And you were talking about really a culture of innovation and great innovation that you've achieved. Also, as mentioned before, on June 1st, 2020, you became president. And that's some interesting time in a healthcare company, and had the great success of, with your organization, who you give the credit to, delivering 2 new drugs. I want to go back to leadership. What was it in your whole career that were lessons that you learned that helped you become CEO? Maybe another CEO told you a lesson, but what did you learn about leadership?
Yeah, I think for me, it was really about being a genuine leader. I've been in this industry for quite some time. And for most of that time, I've been leading organizations, small ones, large ones. And what I've learned over that period of time, and what has been reinforced by those that I respect and admire, is there's a genuine nature to leadership. People are looking for that. They're looking for people that bring genuine content to them, that can provide a mission for them and a vision that's shared. That allows us to advance our organization, whatever that organization may be. But I find when you have a group of people that are aligned both heart and mind to a common vision, what you find is the obstacles go down, the performance goes up, and the engagement of your employees and your workforce goes up.
And if you are giving any advice to someone new, like you are day one, you're president of the organization, you're in the middle of a pandemic. In general, what advice would you give to someone on their first day as a CEO, a president, a chair?
Listen, you're usually surrounded by people that are very good at what they do. You may be new, but you're surrounded by people who are not necessarily new to their areas of expertise. If you can find ways to leverage to me, that's very much a part of what leadership is all about. Finding the best of the people that are around you, listen to them, and they will help guide you as you go forward.
We're here with Brent Reagans, who is the president of Ferring Pharmaceuticals U.S. We're about to take a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about his leadership philosophy, about becoming the president, and we're also going to talk about disruption and supply chain and how that ties in. Back in a few.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data, specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I-need-it-done-yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Brent Reagans, who is the president of Ferring Pharmaceuticals U.S. As you talk about leadership development, how would you codify, Brent, your leadership philosophy?
My leadership philosophy is one that's really about assumed competence. I believe that people are, at their core, competent in most cases to do their job. And so it's my job to unlock as much potential as possible for them. So that would be at the core. And then secondly, developing a culture of trust and performance. If I can do those things with my team and my leaders and model that for the organization, we're in a much better place and have a much better opportunity to achieve a common mission.
Any inside track on how you build that culture of trust? Any specific things that a CEO might do?
Well, I'll give you an example of one of the things I do. I think it comes back to being in touch with your organization. So I have the good fortune of leading a really terrific leadership team. But once a month, I sit down with 10 employees across the organization from all different walks, from different functions and different levels in the organization. It has multiple benefits. They get the opportunity. There's no agenda for this meeting. I have a couple of things I like to ask them about the organization. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What should we do more of? What should we do less of? And I do that every month because it helps me get a overarching view of how the organization not only feels, but there are really some great ideas that come out of people all over the organization. And I think it's really fantastic too. It's engaging for me, and I hope it is for them.
As we talk about disruptions, the whole concept of pharma, biopharma, is disrupting by nature to create improved outcomes in the future. What insights do you have about disruption and leadership?
Well, I think first and foremost, you need to be challenging status quo all the time. It's a little bit cliche, but you've heard, and we've all heard over and over again, your greatest learnings come from maybe your greatest failures. And we've all heard the concept of failing fast. I think your ability to take those words and put them into your organization and give people the opportunity to experiment and innovate and encourage it, and ensure that people are willing and feel like they're in a safe and trusted environment to be able to disrupt and find ways, that's when you're going to find true disruption, I think. And I think also I would point out that focusing externally, I think we get so insular to our own industries and organizations that oftentimes we lose some of the things we could acquire from other industries. And I think this forum is a good example of that. But learning from others that are doing things completely different from you, I think, is also a source of disruption and innovation.
It's a great point. When I wrote the book back with McGraw-Hill did in 2012, The Transformative CEO, one of the biggest findings was how CEOs learn is from other industries, and then they take a concept and they refangle it. Did you ever have any experiences like that where you got an idea from another industry and you were able to actually incorporate it?
Yeah, so yes is the answer. Had the good fortune of having some interactions with Procter & Gamble, which is a great company that does great things on the consumer product side. And some of the ways that they come to the market and their deep insight of their customers and their stores, their locations that they're selling their products, there were ideas, quite a few ideas that we were able to bring back and incorporate into the commercialization of our own businesses.
Now let's shift over to the future. What do you believe the future of healthcare will be? We're obviously emerging from a pandemic. We've seen a elevated importance of biopharmaceuticals as they relate to everything now. Talk about how healthcare will change.
I think healthcare in general, you're going to see innovation speed up out of necessity. I think you're going to see greater collaboration and partnership. I think the days are long gone of you only finding innovation inside your four walls. You're going to have to collaborate and partner with other healthcare companies. We're seeing it play out right now as we look at both the development and manufacturing of vaccines as well as treatments for COVID-19. You're seeing other healthcare companies working together to ensure that we can not only discover, develop, and manufacture vaccines or treatments as fast as possible. So necessity is the mother of innovation for sure, and that's the case today in biopharm, and I hope and I believe that that will be sustainable going forward because I think people will see the value of that. So I think that's probably, to me, one of the, as we look at future healthcare, that's probably the biggest change we'll see.
As you talk about partnerships in healthcare, do you have any advice to people and CEOs on here are best practices in partnerships, here's a red flag you need to avoid?
Yes, so I think first and foremost on partnerships, whether they be research and development partnerships or commercialization partnerships, I think first and foremost there has to be some shared vision for whatever it is you're doing. And that sounds relatively simple, but unless there is a genuine trust and commitment to the same objective and mission, those partnerships are difficult. Now, the flip side of that is if you do have alignment, the strength of the partnership, the 1+1=3 really comes into play.
Well, I want to end there, but I do have to ask, a lot of people are interested in the concept of infertility and reproduction, and it's a big challenge. I personally went through it myself. So, and then we're fortunate to have James came out from, you know, divine intervention. But what is on the horizon? What is new and exciting to give people hope about infertility?
Yeah, so I think on the pharmaceutical side, there are numerous innovations, be them in delivery forms for existing medications, or more importantly, access. I think access to care has improved dramatically in the last few years, and it continues to escalate. Interesting fact is that infertility has, in the United States, of all the developed countries in the world, we treat less of those patients than anywhere else. And so there's a huge unserved population there of people that would benefit from infertility care. And so I think a lot of it is about creating access for patients, whether that be in the form of more treatment locations, different types of treatments, more economical treatments, whatever it is, we will continue to advance the science in that direction and also evolve our commercial models to meet patients where they need to be met.
And good luck with that important mission that you have. Brent, I want to tell you it's been a pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Bobby Coutte. How are you, Bobby?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great and glad to be with you. Bobby is the CEO of Compass One Healthcare. This is a business of about $5 billion revenue, 52,000 employees, and what they do is they focus on healthcare, on clinical, on the services, helping hospitals. Talk about what your business model is.
We basically provide some of the core services, non-clinical services to a hospital around food service, housekeeping, clinical engineering, patient transportation, with a primary focus on doing all in our power to ensure that the patient and their loved ones stay in the hospital is enhanced and work hard to shorten their length of stay in the hospital by working collaboratively with our customers to provide, you know, top-end and high-quality services.
And you work with over 2,000 hospitals, if I understand.
That's correct. We have
300.
Yeah, we have a service, one of the five services that we provide, we have at least one of those services in as many as 2,300 hospital facilities.
So let's talk about how the model works, because really, to the patient, it's seamless. They don't realize that food service or housekeeping isn't the hospital, but somehow you have to be aligned with all of these hospitals and their cultures. How do you do that?
It's an amazing journey. I think it starts, or I know it starts, during the prospecting and, you know, positioning process with our customers, where we clearly understand deeply their needs and their expectations. And we are very collaborative and open and transparent in our discussions. And we take their lead. We work hard to understand not only the needs of their patients, but their communities that they serve. And we then work diligently to devise operational plans to ensure that we meet and exceed their long-term and short-term needs. It almost reminds me of a story with my father, who was a physician, and I have an older brother that's a physician, and really, they didn't know that such a service like ours existed in the healthcare environment. And when I speak to my brother, my father's deceased now, but when I speak to my brother about all the requirements from Joint Commission and the respective states' departments of health, all the things that we've got to do to ensure a quality environment and a healthy environment, I mean, we're in a very technologically innovative-driven industry today.
Absolutely. And I know that your real focus, you've spoken before, is operationally. What types of questions do you ask, and how do you make sure that you have the alignment with the hospital systems you're working for? Are there any insights that other CEOs might learn from?
That's a big question, Robert, but I'll do my best to answer it. But we've tried to build the company to execute operationally, because operational excellence is really what we are most proud of. And we do that through ensuring that we have proper spans of control for our middle managers and directors at the unit level. We have transition teams, dedicated transition teams, and new business opening teams that help as we start a new customer. We have a specialized operational model. I mentioned we have a number of services that we provide, and we have done our best to remain operationally specialized so that, for example, a food service director doesn't manage a housekeeping service and vice versa. And we work hard to understand customers' needs and expectations, and you've got to do that through aggressive conversation, aggressive needs assessments. We have teams that come to the hospital location or hospitals' locations to meet with nurse managers, key operational folks at the hospital level to understand what their current needs are. We have analytical tools that help us better assess the environment in which the hospital's located so that we can connect the dots with the community, the people in the community, and what's most important to them as well.
Well, it's really a highly sophisticated operational excellence model that you have. I like that idea of the transition teams. How do the transition teams engage?
It's really we're the only one in our business that have the resource to do this. We engage them during the initial selling and prospecting process so that they the teams already are acquainted and fully cognizant of the needs of the customer prior to even the commencement of the service. And one thing that we do is we have a common goals expectations meeting so that after the customer has determined that we are going to be their selected or be honored as their selected provider, we will have this common goals expectation meeting where I like to say we take off the rose-tinted glasses on both sides and we go through the contract or the agreement and make sure that everyone on both sides clearly understands the expectations that we're going to deliver and the commitments that we're going to make. And so we have a fair understanding of the timetables for delivery. And the transition people are generally involved in those preliminary meetings. And then as we transition, they're ingrained in the culture of the hospital and can deliver according to expectations.
And I know something else important to you. You obviously have a deep passion and caring and kindness towards your people, your 52,000 people, and that's the heart of everything. But you're also highly focused on the community. Talk about what you're doing with the community and how you engage in so many communities.
It really starts at the local level where our on-site directors and management team have to understand. I mean, when you're in 47 states and various communities, there, as you well know, there are different needs and expectations. And one thing that has given me great pride is around what we've done for around food waste. And it's from being a partner in a canned food drive for a local soup kitchen in Spartanburg, South Carolina, to ensuring families at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. are able to get healthy meals while visiting their family members, to working with the Cleveland Clinic to deliver Thanksgiving meals to 2,000 residents. It starts with the culture, and it starts with our employees truly embodying the spirit of giving.
Okay. So with that, I commend you on having that model in such strong place. How did you manage during the pandemic? And you have about 2 minutes until we're going to take a commercial break.
The pandemic, the huge silver lining, as I mentioned, for us was the fact that we had to be really the fact that our frontline associates became not only the face of the company, but the critical essential workers during the pandemic. Our people, our frontline housekeepers and food service workers and clinical engineers, they were without hesitation, they showed the commitment, the caring spirit, and the purpose of the organization. But while a lot of folks were, hesitant to even go out in the general public, these folks, our team members, were stepping up every day, going into the hospitals that we serve, working with many of our customers to set up pop-up hospitals. In fact, we converted the Javits Center in New York City to a hospital to support the public hospital system that we serve, New York Health and Hospitals there. And It has been so positive for our company. It really accentuated the purpose of what we do. It elevated the position of our people, not only in the eyes of healthcare workers, but or healthcare of the healthcare community, but also society at large realizes the importance of what a housekeeper and a food service does each and every day in the healthcare environment.
And there you have it. The Javits, being close to New York and Connecticut, we knew all about that important work that was being done. We are right now speaking with Bobby Coutte, who is the CEO of Compass. And when we come back, we're going to talk about his advice. One, how do you manage 52,000 people in an operational excellence model? And two, the connection with the community and what ideas Bobby has there. Back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Robert Reese back on the CEO Show, and we're here with Bobby Coutte, who is the CEO of Compass One Healthcare. This is a leading organization, about $5 billion. We're going to find out in a minute how he manages 52,000 people. So you've this operational excellence model. How do you really do that? What is your role as CEO in aligning everyone into this operational excellence model?
I think the important thing is staying truly focused on the importance of valuing your employees. Treat them with kindness and respect. Lead by example. Demonstrate to the organization at large that you're accessible, approachable, and ensure that you have rigid means of communication, HR policies that are administered fairly, that when there are concerns on the part of a team member, that they have a branch within the company that they can confidentially seek to express their concerns. We do many third-party surveys with our people so that we can gauge how we're progressing on the policies and procedures that we're incorporating into our company. In fact, Modern Healthcare, which is one of, you know, the U.S.'s most read periodicals, has honored our company for 8 straight years as being one of the best places to work in healthcare. And it's been so valuable for us to gain and garner their feedback as the ways that we can get even better. But there's a discipline around it. You know, we have locations in 47. We're a very decentralized organization. We have locations in 47 states. So it's not just wave the wand from the corporate office and tell people to do X, Y, and Z. You've got to have rigid policies and procedures. You've got to have a sense of accountability and a discipline system to reward and you know, honor your people when they do the right thing, basically. So recognition is critical. We have recognition programs that are not only locally based, but we have national recognition for our people. So it's a lot, Robert, it's a lot to put together, but it starts with setting the example, having a playbook that everyone can consistently buy into and deliver, and then holding your people accountable to deliver the results, not only to satisfy our operational excellence, but also to live the values of our company, with integrity being the most critical value of our company.
You know what I like is the concept that you have rigidity of all of your processes, but then you have the agility that you are really approachable. It sort of reminds me of, I know you used to work for Marriott, and Bill Marriott, or Mr. Marriott as he goes on, I once asked him, I said, you're really managing 3,000 CEOs that are running each of the hotels. How do you know who's doing well? He says, oh, I hold a meeting. I love going and seeing them. And then while they're speaking, I look at their eyes. Now, I said, well, why? He said, I want to see if they're looking to know someone's name tag or not. Do they know their people? And so it sounds like you have – that's a process which rigidity, but it also has agility. And it sounds like that's a little bit of your secret sauce.
Honestly, it's one of the things I had the pleasure of not working directly for Bill Marriott, but working and seeing him in action at numerous meetings. And it was amazing. He says one of his basic principles is, you know, walk around and meet people. And it is true. Pre-COVID, I found myself traveling frequently to our locations, walking around our respective home offices, and just having conversations with their people to, you know, make sure I was in touch with their personal and professional needs and doing everything I can to enhance the culture of the company. So I think that the fact that you knew Bill Marriott, he is or was a very powerful leader.
Yep. And you have done some great work, which is outlined. You have a unique partnership with Press Ganey. You only have a few minutes left, but I'd like to hear about that more.
Press Ganey, patient experience is so critical in our market, not only for as a measure of how we're performing in the eyes of our customers, but also through working with Press Ganey's data scientists and their wonderful team of operational folks. We have enhanced our playbook by developing what we call a positive impressions program. Press Ganey's got visibility in almost 60% of the hospitals in the United States. So one thing that's really helped us is using their insight and expertise to help direct us how to alter our operational programs to deliver even a higher capable service and product to our customers. So it's been a wonderful partnership. We've been in an exclusive relationship with them for a number of years, and we're working currently with them on a patient safety. Through COVID, patient safety and the importance of patient safety has been highly elevated and accentuated, and so we're working with them on a new program as well around that.
You have about 30 seconds left. On a personal note, what did you learn from the pride of having your daughter, Nicole? I know you need 10 minutes for that or an hour.
Oh.
30 seconds. What can CEOs learn from such a great experience? I know you've so much pride with her.
My wife of 41 years, we talk all the time just about the pride of watching her grow to be such a high-valued, caring person and giving back to society, et cetera. And she makes me understand the importance of doing everything you can to ensure that that me as a leader and as a father truly understand how you make people feel, and that you do everything you can to demonstrate small acts of kindness and impact the lives of others.
On that inspirational note, Bobby, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show.
Thank you very much. It was my honor, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.